Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
All right, we're back at a very quiet gym here at Juneau Douglas High School. There's a good crowd this afternoon. Last night, were you listening to the ladies' game at 9 o'clock last night?
And
what a crowd. My Lord.
I was watching a little bit of live streaming, too, and it's kind of weird how that last shot, you know, sometimes the refs will call it out of bounds, and sometimes they won't.
Well, on top of the backboard and the sides and the bottom are all in bounds.
Uh-huh.
But if it goes over the backside, then it's out of bounds. And that one hung by Taryn White on the top. I mean, it was just a last-ditch effort just right at the buzzer, and it hung on there, and it rolled a little bit, and then it dropped down and right through the hoop, and a buzzer beater for Hoonah to win it 47-45. Anyway, that crowd was awesome. I mean, they were the best crowd we've had all week. So yay for you people down in Hoonah. Well, you're probably here now. I don't know if you're listening or not, but Hoonah and Angoon, both of you and your ladies' teams, you did a good job of rooting those gals on. It was an exciting game. Anyway, all right, so now we've got Yakutat in the white, and they've got black numbers. They're going to be probably going, what, left to right here, James?
Yes.
And Hoonah in the maroon moving right to left. They come out and shake hands. We're going to center jump circle. So, ladies, winner's bracket, gold medal basketball coming your way. And I just got a note from Ron Togg. So 35 is Charnel Vale. Let's see, do we have Charnel? She's 35, not 25. That's on your Yakutat.
Okay.
Just got that text, so we're at center jump circle. James Jack Jr. and Mike Clasby bringing you this first of three games tonight on KINY. We're waiting for the officials. Look, now they're getting the official ball. So Manuel Fernandez, Renee Johnson, and who's the other rep? Oh, that's over there. Suzanne DePoe, I think it is. We're still waiting. We've got Haynes at the right side of the main score table. Yakutat at the left. Now Renee Johnson coming out with the game ball. Letting them check the inflation of it, handing it off to both gals at center jump circle.
It's just me, or is that ball pink?
It is pink.
It is pink?
It is not you. And that's Elisa Besky with number 55. Now, she's bringing it over to the official on this side.
She's going to be jumping against number 15 on Yakutat. That's Lorena Williams. So on the floor for Yakutat, we have Lorena Williams, Kim Buller, three of the Fraker sisters, Nadine, Katrina, and Rose.
We got Storley Lynch, Fran Daly, Sarah Elliott, Lisa Besky, and who am I missing on Angoon? Or on Ames? No, that'll be Lisa Schultz. So there's your starters. And, James, we're going to try and go back and forth. If I need to pass this off to you, I will. As the jump ball is up and it's tipped away, Haynes will take, or Yakutat takes first possession.
And Katrina Fraker is going to pass it off to Rose Fraker. She's going to drive, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Haynes, and bringing the ball up for Haynes is going to be...
Lisa Schultz to put it up. Her shot misses. Fight for the rebound. We have a four-person jump ball.
Yep. We had a couple of bodies hit the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball and the possession arrow. So Yakutat won the jump, so Haynes is going to win the jump ball possession.
All right, and it'll be Elisa Besky to bring it in, looking for someone open. She'll come in. She goes over to Stoley Lynch. Stoley comes out left-hand high post to Fran Daly. They work it down, and they stolen by Yakutat.
And that was stolen away by Kim Buller. Kim Buller gives the ball off to Rose Fraker. Fraker bringing the ball up across the timeline for Yakutat. Passes back over to Buller. Buller on top to Katrina Fraker. Back over to Rose Fraker. Rose goes inside to sister Nadine Fraker, and she's going to get 2 points. So we have our first score of the game, and it's going to be 2 points for Nadine Fraker.
So Nadine's number 20?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to change
her number 10. Sorry.
Oh, she is.
Nadine's number 10.
Okay, I just got a text, and Rose is wearing number 21, and it's wrong on our roster.
Okay.
Back we go with Haynes with the ball as we have a 2-0 ball game, Yakutat. And Rose Breaker gets the first two of the ball game. Yakutat has turned it over to Haynes. Haynes puts up a long three from the right side. Knocked away, tipped out of bounds, and the officials right there say it's going to come off of Haynes. It'll be Yakutat falling backward.
So passing the ball in for Yakutat is going to be Rose Breaker. Passes it into Nadine, back to Sister Rose. Over to Sister Katrina Fraker. Back over to Rose. She passes right back inside to Katrina Fraker. She puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Haynes.
Haynes will bring it down court on the far side. It'll be Elise Gabeski. She's going to drive right into the baseline. Passes clear across. Long across the lane pass. That was a three-pointer put up well intended by Lisa Shove. Air ball, and it's Yakutat's ball.
And saving the ball from going out of bounds with Kim Buller. She passes the ball into Nadine Fraker up on top, and she gives it over to Sister Rose Fraker. Back over to Buller. Back over to number three. That's going to be Katrina Fraker. On top to Lorena Williams. She's going to give it to Rose Fraker. Rose Fraker is going to hit a three from about 2 or 3 feet behind the three-point line. So we have a score of 5-0 in favor of Yakutat over Haynes.
Haynes has the ball. Besky will pass it over on the right side to Shove. Shove, top of the key, comes across. Now she gives it off to Fran Daly. And they work it inside, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul.
And that's going to be on number 15. And that's going to be for, that's going to be Lorena Williams' first foul.
So Yakutat picks up the first foul of the ball game, and Haynes will inbound it to Elisa Besky. Passes over on the far side as she gives off to Daly. Long three. That one's going to not go from deep. But right there to pick it up and do the conversion on a 12-foot jumper was Besky. No, that's not Lisa. I'm sorry. That's Sarah Elliott. She gets her first two in a 5-2 ball game.
Bringing the ball up for Yakutat. It's going to be a Rose Breaker. Over to Lorena Williams. Over to Kim Buller. She's going to drive. She's going to get tied up. And I think we're going to have a jump ball unless they call the foul on 24.
They did call a foul.
Called a foul on number 24 for Haynes, and that's going to be the first against Fran
Daly.
Fran Daly.
Inbound pass for Yakutat. Shots up, no good, cleared off, and that is going to be Nadine Fraker.
Yeah, Nadine Fraker just kind of stole the ball away from Haynes. One of the Haynes girls grabbed the rebound. I didn't see who it was, but she stole it away. And now Rose Fraker's going to put up a nice little 12-footer, and she hits nothing but net, so she's got her fifth point of the game. We have a score of 7-2 with Yakutat over Haynes in this women's winner's bracket. I think number 55, is that
Lisa Besky.
Lisa Besky for Haynes, drove it right down into one-on-one.
She put it up for two.
Yeah.
So there's two for Lisa, two for Elliott, and here comes Yakutat.
We have a score of 7-4 at the 16-minute mark. Yakutat on top of Haynes. Fraker on top of Buller. Buller's going to drive. Nope, she passes it back out to Fraker. Fraker's going to put up another three. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Lorena Williams. Williams tries to get the ball inside to Buller, and she had the ball kind of tipped away, and now we have a jump ball, and that's going to be in favor of Yakutat.
She'll give it to Yakutat. That's our second jump ball. So we got a 30-second timeout on the floor with 16 minutes to go in the first half at 7-4. Lead up three by Yakutat over Haynes in women's winner's bracket. Gold medal. We'll be back on KINY in 30 seconds.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine-in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
And welcome back as we continue on, and this could turn out to be a pretty good ladies' game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
They're going to have to go some to get to the energy level that happened last night between Hoon and Angoon.
Yep. So passing the ball in for Yak, that's going to be Rose Breaker. She got the ball into Lorena Williams, and Lorena Williams is going to be fouled by number 20 on Haynes, and that's going to be Sarah Elliott's first personal foul, second team foul for Haynes. Rosebreaker to pass the ball in to sister Katrina. She has the ball slapped away, stolen away by Haynes. And bringing the ball up for Haynes is going to be Alisa Bestie. She passes it over to Sarah Elliott. Elliott passes the ball up to Stoli Lynch. Lynch back to Bestie. And had the, she was trying to get the ball to Lisa Shove, and she had the ball slapped out of bounds by one of the ACTAP players. So
yeah, who got a hand on it was Kim Bueller.
And now we're going to have a travel by Alisa Bestie.
Well, that was a tough one. She got a nice inbound pass, turned around and jumped it up, but you took an extra step in the in positioning yourself. She had to make a 180 turn to shoot it.
Yes, bringing the ball up for Yak, that's going to be Rose Fraker. Passes it over to sister Katrina Fraker. Over to Bueller, over to Nadine Fraker. She's being guarded by...
That's Sarah Elliott on her.
Sarah Elliott. Passing the ball around outside the three-point line. Over to Rose Breaker, into Lorena Williams. She's going to take a shot just inside the three-point line. It's up and no good.
Besky's deadly on those defensive rebounds. She's going to bring it all the way down to the left-hand baseline. Then she gets double-teamed, trying to bring it out. And I think they're going to say she got fouled coming by.
Yeah, and that foul is going to be on Lorena Williams. That's going to be her second personal foul. So two team fouls for Yakutat, two team fouls for Haynes.
Okay, and the ball went clear down the other end of the gym, so Manuel Fernandez, one of the three officials, runs down, picks it up, brings it back, passes it over to Renee Johnson, and it'll be Haynes' ball in as an inbound pass comes on the near side over to Alisa Besky. Besky gets it on the far side, almost mishandled, but Sarah Elliott picks it up down in the corner to Lisa Chove. Back out to Besky, drives the right-hand baseline, bounce pass inside. That's intended for Fran Daly. And Yakutat reaching in is going to get a whistle.
Yep, and that foul is going to be on number 23, Janie Jensen.
Now Krista Kielmeyer will come in. Coming out is number 20, Sarah Elliott for Haynes. And it'll be shoved inbound to Besky on the right-hand baseline. She's being defended by Janie Jensen in for Yakutat. Back out they go now to handle the ball. First time is Kielmeyer. She'll come back out. Top of the key to Stoli Lynch, who moves right to left. And she passes back over to Kielmeyer. Now they bring it out to Shove. Shove drives down, bounce pass on the right side. Kielmeyer down in the baseline. Besky puts it up, misses the shot. Nice conversion on the left side, and 2 points go to Fran Daly.
And she's going to have a chance to get
a little plus one here.
Yep, and one. It's going to be fouled by Katrina Fraker. That's going to be her first personal foul.
Is that four on Yakutat now?
Yep.
And I only have three. Who'd I miss?
I have two on Lorena Williams, one by Janie Jensen, one for Katrina Fraker.
Okay, I missed Jensen. And the shot's up, and it's good, and we're tied at seven.
Fran Daly gives her a free throw.
Back we go the other direction as Haynes or Yakutat wasn't able to capitalize on their possession. It'll be Besky down on the left side of the lane. She's going to put back out to Shove. Puts one up inside the three-point circle from the left side. That one's no good. Cleared off by Yakutat.
Bringing the ball up for Yakutat. It's going to be Rose Fraker. Fraker over to Bowler. Bowler's going to drive. Puts it up off the glass. No good. And she's going to be fouled by number 55. That's going to be Alisa Besky. She's going to pick up her first personal foul.
So three team fouls for Haynes, four for Yakutat.
Let's put Yakutat at the free throw line, shooting a pair.
Nice one in, and Kim Bueller gets her first point. First of two. 8-7, our first lead change. Second one's up and good. And Haynes will bring it in backcourt as they inbound it to Stoli Lynch. Lynch on the right-hand dribble comes across the timeline. Straight away, the top of the key. Now passes on the far side to Kielmeyer. Back over, and now coming out is number 34, Tiffany DeWitt in. DeWitt will pass it back over to Kielmeyer. Then they work it inside to Lisa Shove, and Shove gets tied up and double-teamed in a jump ball, and that's our third possession. This will go over to Haynes under their own bucket. Haynes, the home team here. No, I'm sorry, Yakutat is. And Haynes the visitor, and they're down on the left end of the gym, and the inbounds pass, it'll go into Fran Daly. Daly to Kielmeyer, sets the screen, Kielmeyer can't use it. Back out top of the keys. She gives over to Tiffany DeWitt. DeWitt works it inside, but it's stolen away by Yakutat.
Brings the ball up for Yak. That's going to be Kim Buehler. She's going to pass the ball off to Rose Fraker. She thought about taking the three, almost has it stolen away. Gets back on top to Buehler. Buehler over to Katrina Fraker. Katrina inside to sister Rose Fraker. She thought about putting it up. Might have got away with the travel there. She then puts up a three. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Haynes.
And Haynes will outlet it as it's going to go over to Fran Daly, who will bring it down. She drives down to the right to the right-hand high post, holds it up. Then they pitch it around the left, back out top of the key, and nothing but net for Krista Kielmeyer as she nails the first three for Haynes. Now each team has a three-pointer, and we have another lead change as Haynes is up 10-9.
Fraker over to Buehler. Buehler holding the ball, dribbles, looks over to Katrina Fraker. She's going to drive. Pass the ball over to Rose Fraker. She's going to put it up for three. Up, off, no good. Rebound comes down to Nadine Fraker, and we're going to have another jump ball.
Yep. Tied up by Krista Kielmeyer and Nadine Fraker. Now we got substitutions. Both number fives come out. So Kim Buehler's out for Yakutat, and Lisa Shove is out for Haynes, and we'll pick up who comes in as the ball goes in. And a shot's up by Yakutat. Missed. Elisa Besky picked up the rebound. Outlet pass is going to go out to one of the subs back in for Haynes, and that's Stoney Lynch, and I missed who made the shot.
I missed that one as well.
You hear what she said? And it's 2 points for Haynes, and we're going to hold up and find out who it is. We're to take a timeout on the floor. 12:04 to go in this one. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball over KINY.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
All right, back in action, and it was Elisa Besky who put that bucket up and made two, and it's a three-point lead now by Haynes. And then Yakutat inbounds the ball, and they lose it away back to Haynes. Haynes comes down, gives it back to Besky, looking for two in a row, puts a shot up, misses, and she gets fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. The foul was on?
The foul is on Janie Jensen. That's going to be her second.
Besky, the first shot from the line for her, and the second shot for Haynes, and hers misses. Fran Daly made one before, so now the team is one of two. At least he is 0 for 1. So that's for her second. Pushes off, and that one's inning, but she goes 1 for 2, and it's now a 13-9 four-point lead.
Now bringing the ball up for Yak, that's going to be Nadine Fraker. She's wearing number 10. And she has the ball slapped away by Besky, but grabs it back and hands the ball off to number 1.
Caitlin Ivers. Ivers just came in for Yakutat, and then Yakutat loses the ball away as Ivers tried to shot from the left side. So it'll be inbounded in that court by Sarah Elliott. Elliott for Haynes as they come down, moving right to left. They have a four-point lead, 13-9. She gives off to number 11, Soli Lynch, who goes down in the far right corner. Gets tied up by Fraker down there. Brings it back out to Kielmeyer. Over a right-hand shot, a long shot. As Kielmeyer gave it off to Tiffany DeWitt, she tried a three. Rebound came over right in front of the Yakutat bench out of bounds, and who'd it come off of?
I think they're saying that it came off of Yakutat.
Yep, so it'll be Stoley Lynch to inbound it for Haynes at the Yakutat near side, front court. Lob pass, Abeski in between two defenders, picks it up, and nicely saved by Stoley Lynch, who drives now top of the key. Haynes will set up. Yakutat and a man-to-man defense. They go to DeWitt. DeWitt loses it away, and then it's taken and knocked out of bounds by number 5, Charnell Vale, or 35, sorry.
We're going to have a foul on Tiffany DeWitt.
No, Tiffany gets her first, and that's a fourth team foul for Haynes. Yakutat has five.
Bring the ball up for Yakutat. It's going to be Nadine Fraker. She puts it up. No good. Air ball. Rebound comes down to number 30. That's going to be
Jasmine James.
Yep, Jasmine James. She's going to get her first 2 points of the game, and we have a score of 11-13.
Then we go back the other way, and immediately Haynes responds as they give off the ball to Sari Elliott, and she gets her fourth point, and it's now 15-11. A four-point lead by Haynes. Yakutat tries to impasse it, and stolen by Besky right in the lane. She's going to go down coast-to-coast, up on the left side, layup misses. Nice conversion, and that's going to be dropped by Sari Elliott, who ends up with 6 points now. Nice steal by Haynes, and they're starting to take control of the ball game, and they're up by six.
Bringing the ball up for Yakutat, it's going to be Katrina Fraker, passes it over to sister Nadine Fraker, and Nadine Fraker is going to get her fourth point of the game, and we have a score of 13-17 at the 9:30 mark in the first half.
And then we come down the left side, and it'll be a long three by Krista Kielmeyer for Haynes. That's an air ball, a buzzer. A lot of substitutions coming in right now from the Haynes bench. Coming out are 13, 31, 34. I can't even keep track of all of them. And we got Kim Bueller coming in for Yakutat. You can have that one, James.
Yep.
She's going to inbound it backcourt for Yakutat. Nope, it's going to be inbounded to her.
So Bueller brings the ball up for Yakutat. We have a score of 17-13 with 9.5 minutes to go in the first half of the women's bracket, winner's bracket. Shot up by number one. That's going to be Caitlin Ivers. She puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Haynes. On the run for Haynes is number 24. That's going to be Fran Daly. She passes it over to Besky. Besky back out to Daly. Daly puts up a three. Up. No good. Rebound comes down to Sari Elliott. She's going to be tied up by a couple of Yakutat girls. I don't think they're going to call a jump on this one, though. They're going to call a foul on number one. And that's going to be Caitlin Ivers. She's going to pick up her first personal foul.
Tough call. Caitlin was there. Kim Bueller and Jasmine James, they were all on her.
Yeah. So Yakutat with 16 fouls. They have a score of 13-17. They're down by four.
And the inbound pass for Haynes is going to come in to Shove on the left side. She's going to shoot it up and be fouled, and shot misses. She'll go to the line, try and get two the easy way. Or for sometimes it's the hard way.
Yeah. So that was on the shot, so she's going to be shooting two. Lisa Shove's going to be shooting two. The first one is up and good. I have her down for that. That's her first point.
Yep, I do have that as well, and that foul was on Kim Bueller, and that was her first. Second one for Shove, pushes up, and that was in and good. She goes to repair, and it's now 19-13, a six-point lead, biggest of the game as Haynes is out in front.
Bringing the ball up for Yak, that's going to be Rose Fraker. Fraker pulls up for three, puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Besky.
Besky again. Nice moves. They're going to pass it down and work it on a double pass as they work it down to Shove. Right side gets an eight-footer. Won't go. Besky follows in the paint. She puts it up. That nice pass was inbounded by a number 30, which we don't have. And coming the other way, number five.
Kim Bueller. Nice long court pass from a Rose Fraker down to Kim Bueller. And she went solo, and she got an easy two.
19-15 now as Haynes has the ball. They have the four-point lead. They're going to go back over and give it off to Sabrina Stickler in now. Stickler, top of the key, passes inside to Besky. Turnaround jumper. That one misses, cleared off by Lorena Williams.
They have another long court pass down to Bueller, but she was guarded by a couple of Haynes girls. So she slows it down, gives it out to Rose Fraker. She puts up a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Haynes, but had it stolen away by one of the Yakutat players, and then stolen back by
right
Haynes.
Back. And a little two-pointer put up as we had that back-to-back quick turnovers, and then a long pass down to Fran Daly. She lays it up for two, and the bucket counts. It's 21-15, and she'll go to the line. Another three-point opportunity. So we were tied at seven, and we had two quick lead changes, and all of a sudden Haynes took over. They lead right now 21-15. Coming out is going to be Elisa Besky to get a little breather, and coming in is going to be Keely Baumgartner. Back to the free throw line. It's going to be Fran Daly. It's not going to be. It is. Fran Daly, right-hand shooter, puts it up for Haynes. Misses the three-point opportunity. Cleared off by Yakutat.
So we have 7 minutes and 45 seconds to go in this first half of the winner's bracket. Bueller's going to put up a three for Yak Tats up. No good. Rebound comes down to Haynes.
Outlet pass back over to Sarah Elliott. She's coming down the left side as Haynes getting pretty aggressive. Now she holds up, passes over on the right side to Shove. Now inside the three-point circle on the right side, Sabrina Stickler takes her first shot, and the shot misses. And a whistle and a foul.
32, that's going to be on
Baumgartner.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's what I've got, and we've got 8 for Yakutat. So 15 fouls for Haynes, 8 for Yakutat.
Yep.
Martha Malott inbounds it back to Katrina Fraker.
Fraker bringing the ball up for Yakta. She tried to give it to Sister Rose Fraker, but she wasn't paying attention, so we're going to have a turnover by Yakta, and it's going back in Haynes' direction.
Yeah, her sister was paying attention to where she was going, and the ball went the other way.
Yep.
Outlet pass in from Sarah Elliott. Gives it over to Friend Ailey, who will bring it down, moves to the right side, gets a screen over there by Ellie, can't use it, so passes over left to Shove. Little hook pass, jump pass inside. That was intended for Baumgartner, but Baumgartner couldn't hang on to it. So another turnover. This one gives it to Yakutat.
Bringing the ball up for Yakutat is going to be Rose Fraker. She's wearing number 24. And Rose, or 21, sorry. She's going to put up a three. It's up, off, no good, and it goes out of bounds to Haynes.
So Haynes will throw it in again. Down in a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a break in the action, and it'll be a 60. We've got 6:50 to go on this one. Haynes 21, the Yakutat 15 in women's winner's bracket, gold medal basketball on KINY.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it into Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Winter's here, so make sure you're warm when those chilly nights come around. It's time to think about those winter heating bills. So get the jump on them now with the Ike-O-Matic Pay Ahead Plan. There's nothing better than being warm. And with a Keep Full program, Ike's will keep you full from now until next summer. Call Ike's Fuel for details. 364-3420. Ike's Fuel, keeping Juneau warm for over 50 years.
And we're back in play, and it'll be Haynes to bring the ball in after the timeout. Lisa Shove will go to the top of the key, but has it stolen by Yakutat. Fast break. Layup good. Nice one there by Kim Bueller.
She's going to pick up her 6 points of the first half. She has 2 twos and 2 free throws. So we have a score of 17 to 21 at the 6 minute and 15 second mark. With Yakutat trailing Haynes.
And Haynes loses the ball away, and Yakutat gets to bring it in the backcourt as it's stolen away. Now Elisa Besky will come back in along with Stoli Lynch for Haynes. Coming back in is number 23, Janie Jensen, for Yakutat.
Passing the ball in for Yakutat is going to be Nadine Fraker into Sister Rose Fraker. Fraker brings the ball up across the timeline. Passes over to Sister Katrina Fraker. She puts up a three. It's up too hard. Comes down to Nadine Fraker, passes it back out to Sister Rose Fraker. She puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Haynes.
Here comes Fran Daly. She's going to bounce pass on the left side on a given goal. Shot missed by Stoli Lynch. Follows over on the far side. Elisa Besky just came back in, got the rebound, goes back to Lynch. Up from just inside, three on the left side. That one skips across the rim, and it's Yakutat's ball.
And bringing the ball up for Yakutat, it's going to be Rose Fraker. Fraker over to Bueller. She fakes a three, drives, puts it up. Up off the glass and good. So she picks up her 8th point of the first half. And we have a 2-point game at the 5.5 minute mark. We have a score of 19 to 21 with Yakutat trailing Haynes. Now we have a score of 23 to 19.
Another two, and we were both looking away. I was looking at your score sheet to figure that. And so Besky picks up another two. That's who it was. So it's. And a nice shot by Yakutat up, misses, and rebound cleared off by ran Daly. Daly will bring it down. Here comes Haynes. As the pace picks up, she tries to work it inside to Lynch. It's knocked away out of bounds. Came off of, ooh, I thought it was Yakutat, but the official right there, and Renee Johnson's going to say it came off of Haynes.
I think she called it travel.
Oh, okay.
So bringing the ball up before for Yakutat, that's going to be Nadine, or Rose Breaker. Inbounded by Nadine Breaker. Pass the ball over to number one. That's Caitlin Ivers. She's going to drive. She's going to be held by 55. That's going to be Elisa Besky.
Yes, that is. It's her second. Yes, it is.
Personal foul.
Yep. So it'll be Yakutat to the free throw line.
And Caitlin Ivers is trying to get her first points of the game. First free throw is up and no good.
She's scoreless.
Yakutat 19, Haynes 23 at the 4 minute and 48 second mark in this winner's women's bracket. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound comes down to Yakutat, and we're going to have a travel as Caitlin Ivers grabbed her own miss. But she was on the floor, and she was sliding with the ball, so the ref called the travel, and it's going back in Haynes' direction.
Inbounds pass, Elliott to Fran Daly. Daly brings it across on the right-hand dribble. Comes to the right-hand high post, backs down in the corner. And right on the baseline, immediately, Lisa Schultz takes a pass and puts it up and in for two. And it's 25-19 back with a six-point lead.
Bringing the ball up for Yak, that's going to be Rose Breaker. Breaker gets a screen from sister Nadine Breaker. Pass the ball into Janie Jensen. And Rose put up a shot, and it's no good. And with last touch by Yakutat, so it's going to be Haynes basketball.
Okay, inbound pass will come in by Stoli Lynch. It's like Fraker coming back in, Cortina for Haynes, or for Yakutat. Stoli Lynch with the inbound pass goes over to Fran Daly, brings it across the timeline. And moving over on the far side is Lisa Schultz. She takes the pass, and what do we have over there, travel?
We had an illegal screen, I think.
Okay.
It's going to be number 20, Sarah Elliott. It's going to pick up her second personal foul.
So it'll be an inbound pass for Yakutat.
Breaker over to Ivers. Ivers has the ball stolen away by Stoli Lynch.
Outlet pass goes off to Lisa Shov, and there they come. Quick pass down right side. Three-pointer up and nothing but net as she passes it down to Sarah Elliott. Sarah's got her fourth field goal and her first three, and we got a timeout on the floor with 3:44 to go in this one. 28-19, a nine-point lead by Haynes over Yakutat. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
And we're back. So this has been a pretty seesaw back and forth. A little more turnovers, I think, James, than most of them want to have. But
yeah, a little bit more turnovers and a lot of jump balls. Bringing the ball up for Yak, that's going to be Rose Breaker inside to number 30. That's the...
Jasmine James.
Yeah.
She did a turnaround jumper miss. Rebounds cleared off by Haynes. They go down and work it inside to Besky, back out top of the key. As they come over to Fran Daly. Daly pass over on the left side to Stoli Lynch. They work it into Besky, up off the glass, and that's good. Besky now has a total of 9 points here. And that's a 11-point lead, 30-19, with under three minutes to go now in the first half of play.
Bringing the ball up for Yakutat, it's going to be Nadine Fraker over to sister Katrina Fraker, back to Rose, back over to Katrina. She's going to pass it over to Rose Fraker. She's going to put up a three. It's up. No good. Rebound comes down to Lisa Shove.
And Shove will bring it down. Pass it over on the left side as they come across the timeline to Lynch. Lynch goes clear across on the right. Long three by Elliott. That one will miss. Yakutat.
Rebound comes down to Yakutat. That's going to be Nadine Fraker. She's going to bring the ball up the floor for Yakutat. She's being guarded by Lisa Shove. Breaker over to Jensen. Jensen being guarded by Besky. She puts it up over Besky. Up, no good. Rebound comes down to Daly.
24. Fran Daly picks it up, and here comes Haynes as Daly outlets to Sarah Elliott. Haynes moving right to left here. Back over to Haynes. Now as they go over to Lisa Shove, who's on the far side, comes around top of the key, moves it in, passes to Elliott on the left side, who works it straight away in the paint. Shot put up by Stoley Lynch, too hard, cleared off Yakutat.
So we're just inside 2 minutes, and we have a score of 19-30 with Haynes on top of Yakutat by 11. Jensen's going to drive, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Yakutat. Nadine Fraker fake the three, passes it off over to James. James being guarded by Stoley Lynch. Has the ball stolen away by Besky.
There comes Haynes, and Besky's going to drive down top of the key in the paint. Little jump. She's going to get a charging. I didn't know if she'd get a charge or a travel. I think she did them both.
So she probably would have been better off with the travel.
Yep, she would have, because that's her third foul. So Besky's going to come over and sit down on the bench, or do we have a timeout? I think we do. No, we don't. We're still going to be in action. There'll be Yakutat ball in backcourt. Who came in for number 13? Carly Spud in now for Haynes. So Besky's going to sit down with three fouls.
Yep, with a minute and a half to go, she's going to sit for the rest of the half and probably even part of the, maybe part of the second half as well. We'll keep an eye on that. Nadine Fraker puts up a three for Yakutat. So we have a score of 22-30 with a minute 15 to go. Yakutat is trailing Haynes in this women's winner's bracket.
And Haynes brings the ball down and get it slapped away. Almost lost it, but it's recovered. Now it is stolen. Here comes Yakutat with the stolen ball. And layup left side. That's going to be good. As Kim Buehler took charge, took the ball, came all the way down left side and put it up. We're back within six and under a minute to go. Haynes with the six-point lead will bring it down, go in the far corner. Inside the three. It'll be put up by Shove. Stove shot misses. Back over, go the other way to Buehler. And she lays it up, almost gets a pair. Now it's stolen away by Stovely Lynch. Lynch brings it down for Haynes. 36 seconds. She gets tied up at midcourt by Buehler. Lynch picks it up. Back over. She gives it off to Spud. Spud now holds things up for Haynes. One-time dribble. Now gives it away over to Fran Daly. Moves it around on the far side. Back over to Stoley Lynch. Bounce pass in the far right corner to Carly Spud. Works it in the paint. Can't work anything with it. Brings it back out. Now they're on the left side, Lynch, 13 seconds. And here it is, coming down here is going to be Lorena Williams. Bounce pass off on the 2-1. Beautiful play by Yakutat, and give 2 points to Martha Malott.
That's Fraker, that's Rose Fraker.
Oh, that's right, they gave her the 21. I was looking at the old roster. So that's Fraker's 7 points.
Yep.
All right, there's your buzzer, folks, and we have a 4-point game at halftime. Haynes out in front in women's competition. We're still in the winner's bracket. They lead 30-26 over Yakutat, and we'll take a 2-minute break and come back with our second half of play as you're listening to the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament on KINY.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry, I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie Lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau.
Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
All right, a quick look at that first half individually. For Haynes leading the game. Lisa Shove had 4 points, 2 for 2 at the line. Stoli Lynch and Carly Spud did not score in the first half. Sarah Elliott hit 9 points with a 3 and 2 and 3 twos. Fran Daly had 5. She went 1 for 2 at the line. Keel Meyer had a 3. Keely Baumgartner, no score. Stephanie DeWitt was held scoreless, and 9 points go to Elisa Besky, and she hit 1 out of 2 and hit 4 twos. Along with that, Haynes hit 4 from 6 from the free throw line.
Okay, on the Yakutat side, I have Caitlin Ivers doesn't have any points. She was 0 for 2 at the free throw line. She has 1 foul. Katrina Fraker has 1 foul and no points. The high scorer for Yakutat is Kim Bueller. She has 10 points. She has a pair of free throws and four field goals. And also Nadine Fraker has a couple of field goals and a three-pointer. So that gives her 7 points. And Rose Fraker has a three-pointer and 2 field goals, which gives her 7 points. And also Jasmine James has 2 points. And Yakutat shot 2 for 4 from the free throw line. And we'll be back in 2 minutes right here at the JDHS Gymnasium for more gold medal basketball.
Juno Auto Sales and Service has a great selection of pre-owned SUVs, cars, and trucks. They're also your boss snowplow dealer for Juno. And here's another tremendous benefit you'll find at Juno Auto Sales and Service, and that is their credit policy. If you have bad credit, no credit, or great credit, Juno Auto Sales and Service can help you with a purchase plan that will fit your situation. Come in, talk to their sales and finance department just in time for that perfect vehicle to get you through winter. Juno Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard across from the Nugget Mall.
Get the good stuff.
March into some extra savings by using Napa's Reserve Online Pickup In-Store program. Simply log on to NapaOnline.com from March 17th through the 23rd and reserve the parts you need. We'll put the order together and have it ready for your purchase at Glacier Auto Parts. And you're all set. It's just that easy to save money at Napa Auto Parts. Napa, we've got the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
And we're back in action to start the second half. We switch directions. Haynes going left to right, gets the first possession, and bang, they're going to go right straight away to the left-hand baseline and hit Sarah Elliott. She gets her 11th point, and it's now 32-26 Haynes.
And bringing the ball up for Yakutat is going to be Nadine Fraker. Pass the ball over to sister Katrina Fraker, over to Lorena Williams, back out to Rose Fraker, up on top to Bueller. Bueller being guarded by Fran Daly, and Rose Fraker drove it in, and she puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Haynes.
And Besky will bring it down. She comes across the timeline, goes to Lisa Shove. Shove moves it over on the right side. She gives off to Stoli Lynch. Work it down to the baseline. Oh, nice save, but it goes right into the hands of Yakutat. Ball was going out of bounds. Elliott tipped it back in, but it went right into the hands of the gals in white.
Yep, tipped it right into the hands of Rose Fraker. Rose Fraker bringing the ball up for Yakutat. She passed the ball over to sister Nadine Fraker. Fraker being guarded by Shove. Over to Kim Bueller. She fakes the three. She's going to drive, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Stoli Lynch.
And here comes Lynch with the outlet. She's going to come over to Fran Daly. Long pass all the way down to Sarah Elliott. But Elliott had got covered up real quick by Yakutat. Quickly on the defense, they came down. And then a shot straight up inside by Besky. Shot misses Yakutat with the ball.
Bringing the ball up for Yakutat is going to be Nadine Fraker. Fraker being guarded by Lisa Shove. Over to Lorena Williams. Williams being guarded by Besky. Williams
Ooh,
going to put up a three,
goodness.
She hits nothing but net.
That was beautiful. And she's finally in the scorebook. Went scoreless the first half.
Yep.
32-29, a three-point ball game. Here comes Shove. She's going to pass it in to Elliott. Elliott almost had it stolen by Williams. And a whistle and a foul. And that will go against
Sarah Elliott.
Elliott on the reaction foul comes right back after that stolen ball, and Elliott gets number 3. So two of the Haynes girls, her and Elisa Betsky, with three fouls.
Bringing the ball up for Yakutat, that's going to be Rose Breaker. She puts up a three. It's up just like that at the 17:52 mark. We have a tie game.
Yep, two threes by Yakutat. As they are not making any hay down here, they're nothing but solid business. Back we go on a three-pointer tried by Haynes, and the shot misses. That one by Fran Daly, and we're tied at 32. Yakutat got right back in this one.
Bringing the ball up for Yakutat. That's going to be Rose Breaker being guarded by number 20. Rose Breaker knocks down back-to-back three-pointers. I hear a whistle, and Haynes wants a timeout. We have a score of 35-32 with Yakutat back on top.
We'll be back in 1 minute.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
All right, back in action, and we just had some changes. So apparently Martha Malott was not here to start the game. She originally was on the roster with number 21, and Rose Breaker came in. She was wearing jersey number 21. Now we come back. Rose has number 20. Martha Malott's number 21. We're back in action. Haynes trying a shot from three on the right side. That one put up by Krista Kielmeyer. Her shot misses, but we have a 35-32 ball game after two three-pointers by Rose Breaker.
And bringing the ball up for Yakutat is going to be Rose Breaker. She's been the one that's bringing the ball up for Yakutat for the majority of the game. Breaker passes the ball up to, tries to get it to 34.
But it's stolen by Lisa Shove, and here comes Haynes. Back on the right side, Shove will pass across the tee. Back over to here, top of the key, inside to Besky. Besky puts it up, Breaker knocks it away. Recovered by Haynes. Back out to Shove. And then she gives over to Stoli Lynch. Lynch from the far side moves over and now passes back to the left. Then they work it into Besky. She can't shoot it. Back out. They go to Kielmeyer on top of the key, and she's got it stolen away by Jamie Jensen.
And bringing the ball up the floor for Yakutat's going to be Rose Breaker again. She's being guarded by Fran Daly. Breaker over to Star Jensen. Inside to Nadine Breaker. Back outside to Star Jensen. Being guarded by Lisa Shove. Over to Katrina Breaker. Back out to Rose. And Rose just kind of lost the handle on the dribble there, and she turns the ball over, and it's going to be Haynes' ball.
Yeah, I think she wasn't sure which way to go around that screen that Jensen set for her, and she just went one way, left the ball the other. So it'll be a Haynes ball in backcourt on the far side, bringing it to be Fran Daly. Daly comes in, that's Stoli Lynch. Lynch on the right-hand dribble across the timeline, gets the screen, passes right corner, gives it down to Shove, can't shoot by the baseline, brings it back out. They move it all the way inside on the left side to Besky. Besky gets tied up. Nice defense by Rose Breaker. They come back around right side, three ball up, and that one's good by Fran Daly. 35-35, our third tie of the ball game.
So going back on the Yakutat side, Rose Breaker bringing the ball up for Yakutat, passes the ball over to Lorena Williams. Williams being guarded by Besky. Over to Nadine Breaker. She's just inside the three-point line. She puts it up and hits nothing but net. So Nadine Breaker's got her
ninth point.
Yep, her first score of the second half.
37-35. That's our fourth lead change. Here comes Haynes trailing by two, and a turnaround jumper by Lisa Besky. Basket counts, and she's going to be fouled.
So she will be going to the free throw line, trying to get a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Is that foul on Breaker?
Yep. That's going to be her
first. And now, that's now, how's that going to work out? She had before, did she have one or not?
I don't believe she did.
When she was wearing number 21?
Yeah, I don't think she had any.
Okay, then that's her first.
Yeah.
And Besky's shot misses. She misses a three-point opportunity. She's now one for three, and here comes Yak Attack.
Nadine Breaker passed the ball over to Lorena Williams. Back out on top to Rose Breaker. She puts up a three, no good. Into the hands of Nadine Breaker. She puts it up, and I think she's going to be fouled by Alisa Besky.
Ooh, that's a big foul if that's what it is. They were both inside. She was trying to shoot in the paint. Nope, that one's going to go against. That's a big break for Haynes. It goes against Lisa Chove. She was there, too.
Yeah. So going to the free throw line for Yakutat is going to be Nadine Breaker. She puts up her first free throw, first of two, and it is no good.
She has a total of 9 points in the game so far, seven in the first half.
Second free throw up, and it's good.
One for two, and that makes it a 38-37 one-point ball game. Yak Attack with the lead. Haynes with the ball. Besky down in the left corner. Goes over to Krista Kielmeyer. Back out to Besky. Now they move it on the right side. Oh, and another three-pointer. Boy, all of a sudden the threes are heating up. Fran Daly has her second here. And it's, well, the score hasn't changed.
40-38.
Okay, two-point lead by Haynes now. That's our lead change number five.
Bringing the ball up the floor for Yak Attack. That's going to be Rose Breaker. Passes it off to Lorena Williams. Inside to Kim Buehler. She drives, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Lisa Shobe. Shobe over to Besky. Has the ball slapped away by Rose Breaker. She's being double-teamed. Pass the ball out to Stoli Lynch. Lynch over to Kielmeyer. Kielmeyer over to Daly. Back inside to Besky. She's going to turn, spin, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Rose Breaker. Breaker bringing the ball up the timeline for Yak Attack. She asked the referee for a 30-second timeout.
And that's what we'll take here with 13:32 to go. It's 40-38. Haynes up by two. Back in 30 seconds. More gold medal on KINY.
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
And we come back with a longer break than I thought. Usually they take those 30s and they're about 20 seconds long. So how are we doing there, James Jack Jr.? Welcome back to Gold Medal.
Pretty good.
Usually,
how about you?
Usually you're here a little earlier. I'm doing great. I've been here all week.
Yeah.
Getting texts from you over in Una because you couldn't come till this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of killing me not being here.
Well, now you're here, and there we go, and we're back in action. Take it away. It's Yak Attack with the ball.
Yep, Yak Attack with the ball. Bringing the ball up the floor for Yak Attack. Going to be Nadine Breaker. Pass the ball over to Caitlin Ivers. Ivers over to Rose Breaker. She passed the ball into number 30. That's going to be Jasmine James. She puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Haynes.
Shove will bring it down on the right-hand dribble. She comes right straight top of the key. Passes in the left-hand corner to Elliott. Gets in the paint. Little jumper up over the top of Fraker. Well, in between Fraker, both Nadine and Rose, and she gets another two. Nice move by Sarah Elliott.
Yep, that's her fourth point of the second half. Bringing the ball up the floor for Yak Attack. It's going to be Rose Fraker. Fraker being guarded by Daly. She moves around the screen, puts it up a couple of feet behind the three-point line. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to... It was in the hands of Haynes.
They lost it away. It'll be Yak Attack's ball under their own bucket.
Yep. Kielmeyer couldn't hold on to it. So inbounding the ball for Yak Attack's going to be number 30. That's going to be Jasmine James. Pass the ball into Rose Breaker. Rose over to sister Nadine. Inside to Jasmine James. She spins on Lisa Show. Puts it up off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound. And Rose Breaker's going to put up a long...
No!
Again.
Rose has three threes here, man. She's found the range. That one from the left side. The other two are from the right. Back we go on a three-pointer up on the right side for Haynes. That one put up by Fran Daly. Her shot misses. Yak Attack clears the boards.
And the rebound came down to Lorena Williams. Now Rose Breaker's going to put up another three.
Oh, my goodness. She is on fire, and she's putting this game in a whole different perspective.
So now Yakutat's back on top with a score of 44-42 over Haynes in this women's winner's bracket. And now we're going to have an illegal screen by number 24 on Haynes. That's going to be Fran Daly. She's going to pick up her second personal foul.
That brings us to the 12-minute mark here of the second half of play, and it's 44-42. Lead changes number 6. We were tied at 7:32 and 35, and this game is not going to be boring for the next 12 minutes.
Haynes is going to want to start thinking about guarding Rose Breaker from the three-point line. Bring the ball up for Yakutat. It's going to be Lorena Williams over to Caitlin Ivers. She puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Besky.
Besky this time is going to bring it down, and she's going to pass in the right corner, and she's going to give it off to Shove up for two. Right-hand baseline. Lisa nails it, and she's got her first two of the second half. And it's 44-44 now. We're now with our fourth tie of the ball game.
Nadine Fraker passed the ball over to the sister, Katrina Fraker. Over to Caitlin Ivers. Ivers being guarded by Stoli Lynch. Back out top to Katrina Fraker. She's being guarded by Shove. Gets a screen from Rose Fraker. Rose Fraker kind of slapped her hands and said, give me the ball, because she was open enough for another three. And Rose Fraker puts it up for another 2 points. So we have a score of 46-44 at the 11:05 mark in the second half.
Haynes trailing by two. Bring it over to Lisa Shove. Shove on the right side, right hand high post. Passes across the way. She gives over to Lynch. Lynch comes top of the key. Now comes out Sarah Elliott from underneath. Takes it out towards half court. Now she passes over to Besky, who's also outside. Besky's going to step inside the three-point circle, and that one's good. So it's 46-46, our next tie.
Besky's going to get her fourth point of the second half, bringing the ball up the floor for Yakutat. It's going to be Rose Breaker. Rose Breaker over to Katrina Breaker. Rose being guarded by Daly. Over to Lorena Williams, over to Nadine Fraker. She puts it up. Little six-footer up, no good. Rebound comes down to Haynes. That's Besky. Besky's going to pass it over to Shove. Shove puts it up off the glass, bounces around, and finally goes in.
Lisa has 8 points now, and it's 48-46, our eighth lead change. Haynes out in front.
So with 10 minutes to go, we have a score of 46-48. Haynes on top of Yakutat by two. Rose Breaker's going to put it up, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Besky. Besky driving. She's going to pull up at the free throw line, puts it up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound, and now she's going to be held up by, I think, number
Nadine.
One.
I think Nadine Fraker, maybe. Let's see. Let's see who it was.
Number 3. 30. Katrina Fraker.
Okay, that's her second. All right, Besky will go to the line. So it's been Rose Fraker shooting three. She either makes them or misses them, and Besky gets the rebound and brings it down. This time she did miss the shot, but she got fouled. Now she puts it up. That one's good. And she is now 2 for 4 from the free throw line in the game. And it's a 49-46 three-point lead by Haynes. Coming out to number 15 for Yakutat.
That's going to be Lorena Williams.
And also number 1 is out. Back to Besky at the free throw line. Under the 10-minute mark here of the second half of play, so I guess we're theoretically in the fourth quarter and we're still having a hesitation. One of the officials over to check the board. I don't know what. Renee Johnson is the one over talking to Ron Togg, who's running the time clock and the scoreboard. Now she comes back to talk to Manuel Fernandez. Those two officiating along with Suzanne DePoe, who's over on the opposite side. She's watching these guys. Not sure, James, what the discussion. I'm wondering if it's about the number of fouls or. I wish we could hear him up here because we cannot. So, thumbs up, she says. So we're going to go back at Besky. Just made one. Is going to shoot for a second. And this one misses, so Haynes will hang on with a three-point lead. And Besky goes after her own rebound, which is tipped off of Charnel Vail. And it was knocked away by Besky. So it'll be Yakutat ball in backcourt.
So bringing the ball up for Yakutat's going to be Nadine Fraker. Fraker being guarded by Besky. Fraker's going to drive. Brings it back out to the three-point line. Has the ball stolen away by Haynes.
Tried to feed in to Jensen. And Haynes comes up. Jensen and Jasmine James both back in. Vail, I think. Anyway, back to Haynes on the right side. It'll be Sarah Elliott bounce passing into Besky. And it came off of Besky's, somebody's foot.
Kickball by Fraker.
Yeah, by Fraker. Okay, Sabrina Stickler's in now for Haynes, number 33. She gets the inbounds pass, comes back out, right-hand high post as she goes over to Stoli Lynch. Lynch moves it around. They try and get inside to Besky. And a foul against Haynes.
That can be against Stickler.
Yep. That's exactly right. So Sabrina picks up her first, and it'll be Yakutat ball in backcourt.
Bring the ball up the floor for Yakutat. That's going to be Nadine Fraker. Pass the ball over to Bueller. Bueller being guarded by Shove. Over to Janie Jensen. Over to number 30. That's going to be Jasmine James. She puts up a three. It's no good. And we're going to have a foul, I believe.
Looks like it's going to go against
Bueller. Her third personal foul. She doesn't have any points in this half. She had 10 in the first half.
All right, it'll be Haynes ball in backcourt. Now we're under the nine-minute mark. Haynes leads 49-46. We were tied at 7, 32, 35, 44, and at 46. Haynes has picked up 3 points on a two-pointer and a shot from the line by Alisa Besky. And then Haynes loses the ball over to Yakutat.
Katrina Fraker is going to put up a three, and it's up. No good. Rebound comes down to one of the Yakutat players. That was Jazzy James. She slapped the ball through behind her as she was running towards the out-of-bounds line. She threw right into the hands of one of the Haynes players. Now Haynes is going to turn the ball over.
Yeah, they brought it down to Besky on the right-hand baseline. She tried to bring it out and just mishandled it, and away it goes out-of-bounds. No reason for that.
Passing the ball in for Yakutat's going to be Jasmine James over to Nadine Fraker. She's going to pull up right outside the three-point line, puts it up, no good, and we're going to have a jump ball between Stickler and Janie Jensen.
There we go, and they're both coming over the bench to come out and sit down. Stickler for Haynes and Jensen for Yakutat. It'll be Yakutat's ball in.
So, passing the ball in for Yakutat's going to be Nadine Fraker over to Katrina Fraker. Back over to Rose. Back over to Nadine. Nadine puts up a three. It's up and good. That was a three, right?
That was a three, and we're tied at 49. Oh, and that didn't last very long as we come back the other way. Soli Lynch says, all right, Damon, I'm not in the book, but I'm going to be in there right now, and she nails a three.
So we have a score of 52-49 with Haynes on top of Yakutat. With 7 minutes and 45 seconds to go in this women's winner's bracket. We have a missed possession by Yakutat on their side. And now...
Nice play, nice move as they go down on the left side. Three-man pass. They get it inside to Besky. She feeds it down, and who picked that up? Was that Fran Daly that got it?
Yep, that was Fran Daly.
Fran Daly got the pass from Besky. Timeout on the floor, 54-49. Haynes up by 5, 7:34 to go. We'll be back with more gold medal in 1 minute. As you're listening live from the Juno Douglas High School gym over KINY 800 AM on the, well, of course, on the AM dial and 103.5 on the FM. And it's straight up exactly 7 o'clock Alaska time. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
check here at the Juno Douglas High School gymnasium. We have a foul by Sarah Elliott. We had a couple of turnovers. Sarah Elliott's going to pick up her fourth personal foul. Mispossession by Yakutat. They turned the ball over, and then Haynes turned the ball over. So now it's going back Yakutat's way. We have a score of 49-54 with 7 minutes to go. Yakutat trailing this one. Rose Fraker passes the ball into sister Katrina Fraker. She puts it up off the glass. No good.
Besky clears another defensive board. She brings it down top of the key. Comes on the right side. Elliott up from three. Air ball. Almost. Oh, it was saved underneath. Nice save by Soli Lance, who turns around and bounce passes it right back into Besky, who's wide open in the paint from about 2 feet out front of the bucket. Puts it up, and it's 56-49.
Bring the ball up for Yakutat. It's going to be Rose Fraker. Fraker over to Lorena Williams, over to Nadine Fraker. Over to Katrina, inside to Jasmine James. Katrina Fraker's going to put up a three. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Soli Lynch.
Outlet to Besky. Besky on the left-hand dribble, now right, pass right side. Goes and work it inside to Besky on the give and go, hits the bottom of the rim. She's going to be fouled, and I think that's going to go against number 10.
Yep, and Nadine Fraker's going to pick up her first personal foul.
So Besky goes to the line. She's only shooting 2 out of 5. She's nailed a bunch from outside, 2, 4, 6, 7. She's got 16 points. Well, make it 17, and now she's 3 out of 6 as she hits 50%. And it's 56-49, a 7-point lead after we were tied 7 times. Pace picked up for a while, now it's settling back.
Yep.
Besky taking her time at the line. There you go. She nailed the pair this time. And the biggest lead of the ball game, 58-49. Here comes Yakutat.
And that's Lorena Williams bringing the ball up for Yakutat. Over to Nadine Fraker. Fraker takes a three, tries to get the ball over to sister Rose Fraker. Almost turns the ball over, saves the ball, gets it back to sister Nadine Fraker. Fraker being guarded by Besky. Over to Caitlin Ivers. Ivers going to drive on Daly. She passed the ball to Lorena Williams, puts up a little reverse layup, no good. Rebound comes down to Lisa Shove.
Shove will pass on the right side as she gets down to Fran Daly on the right-hand baseline. She tries to work it inside to Besky or to Elliott. It gets knocked away by Yakutat. So it will be Lisa Shove to inbound it for Haynes under their own bucket as we're nearing the five-minute mark here of this second half of play. We're in women's winter bracket competition of the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. We're live at the Juno Douglas High School gym. You're listening over 800 AM and 103.5 FM, KINY, out of the capital city, in case you're streaming around somewhere and just picked us up recently. And it's a good basketball game, women's style here. The women were gone for a couple years. They came back 3 years ago, and now it's really heated up, and Haynes is going to get a foul called against Yakutat. I think.
Yep.
That'll be number 4 foul on Kim Buehler, is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Kim got a little tough on the man-to-man defense and got herself sat down on the bench. It'll be Shove to inbound it over to Stoli Lynch. Lynch will bring it around on the near side for the Haynes girls. Down in the right-hand corner to Lynch, who came across. Now back out top of the key. And they go over to Daly, who works it into Besky. Besky gets shot off by the Fraker sisters. Brings it back over to Lynch. Now into Besky. Now she comes out top of the key. Back over to Daly, right side, trying to drive in the paint. Back to Sarah Elliott. Turnaround jumper off the glass. That one misses. Haynes gets her own rebound. Conversion up by Daly. Shot misses. Besky tries the conversion. Her shot misses. Gets her own rebound. Back they come in near side. Now back out to Besky, right-hand high post. Well, 5 attempts. They still have the ball. Defending their own boards, that's a big deal. And a whistle and a foul, and that'll be on Yakutat.
That's going to be against Rose Fraker. She's going to pick up her second personal.
So it'll be Lisa Shove to inbound it to Besky on the near side midcourt for the girls from Haynes as we go under the 5-minute mark. Back over to Soli Lynch, and now they throw it away. Eventually, I thought that was going to happen. Fraker has it.
Fraker passed the ball up to sister Katrina Fraker. Back out to Nadine. She puts up a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Soli Lynch.
Nearing the 4-minute mark. Haynes with a 58-49 lead. They're up by 9. We bring it down court. Now they're just working around outside and at midcourt Elisa Besky is going to be fouled by number 20, Rose Breaker, will pick up her third, and Besky will go to the line, shoot the, are we in the 1-1?
Yes.
Okay, so she is now 3-for-6 from the free throw line. She has a total of 18 points, the lead scorer, I believe. She would have been in the ballgame if it weren't for those four threes that Rose Breaker picked up in the second half, just one right after the other. Lisa's shot misses, so she misses a 1-1. The ball's knocked out of bounds, and a foul on their attempt for the rebound.
It would be a foul on Daly. And I was going to say, you know, it's probably a little bit early for Yakutat to be fouling, but, you know, it seemed to have worked in that possession. Bringing the ball up for Yakutat is going to be Katrina Breaker over to sister Rose Breaker. Rose being guarded by Lynch, being double-teamed. She gets the ball over to Caitlin Ivers. Ivers puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Sarah Elliott. She's going to be wrapped up by Nadine Breaker. Nadine Breaker is going to pick up her second personal foul. What do you think, Mike? Is it too early to be fouling, though?
Well, I wondered about that when she fouled Elisa Besky at midcourt, and I looked up and there was 4.5 minutes to go, but you know, you made a point that it worked in their favor. They got the ball back, but I think they need to settle back down, Yakutat does, and get back down. They got the 3-point opportunities from two of their gals, and they're good on their board, so I don't know. I'm not coaching them, but we're going to take a 30-second break. With 3:40 left, it's 58-49. Haynes has taken the big lead, and they're over Yakutat, and now they're having a break of discussion at the bench. We'll be back with more gold medal basketball on KINY.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
All right, we're back in action here. As let's see, what are we going to have? We're going to have Haynes. We have a bunch of substitutions happening. Kim Buehler's going to come back in for Yakutat. Ivers is going out. Where's the ball going to be? Oh, and it's in backcourt for Haynes. Oh, we're under a full court press. That's why everybody's at one end of the gym. And that one works. Yakutat steals it away, but they turn around and throw it away. So good idea, bad pass. Now they're going to try it again. We got everybody at the backcourt of front court of Yakutat. And Yakutat steals it one more time, and then they throw it away the second time. So, you know, if you're going to make the press work, James, you got to capitalize on it.
Yep. Well, actually, Haynes turned the ball over there, so it's going to be Yakutat's ball underneath their own basket.
It came under Haynes, so the pressure worked.
Yep. The Rose Breaker's going to drive into traffic. She's going to be triple-teamed, and she's going to call a timeout, I believe. Because she was going to get wrapped up, and it was going to be a jump ball.
So yep, they're calling a full. We'll take another 1 minute with 3:27 to go. It's 58-49. Still, second time out in a row. Back with more gold medal on KINY in 1 minute.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
All right, back, James. So I question the full court press, why they didn't start it earlier.
Yeah, you know, it would have saved them a couple of fouls, but, you know, Yakutat turns the ball over on the inbound path, and Foley Lynch is going to have the ball for Haynes.
They'll work it over, come down to Sarah Elliott, turnaround jumper, right-hand baseline from 12. That was no good. Cleared off by Yakutat. Long full court pass can't be handled. Nice idea, but Kim Buehler couldn't hang on to it.
Yep, and it's off one of the Haynes players, so it will remain Yakutat's ball.
Oh, they did get a hand in there.
Yep.
Well, no wonder she couldn't hang on to it. I knew they were close, but I thought it came off of her.
Rose Breaker to inbound the ball for Yakutat. She passed the ball into sister Katrina Breaker. She drives, puts it up. She's going to be fouled by, I think, number 5, Lisa Show. Yep.
Okay, so that will be Lisa's second. That's what I've got. That's what they got on the board. Now that's what you got.
Yep.
So that ball went over the backboard, and that was the big issue last night with that excited crowd. Bob Sims comes up here now. He's going to join us next game, but Bob's done some officiating, so we had a discussion because the crowd was saying, no, that was out of bounds. It was on top of the backboard. Well, guess what? On top of it, if it falls on the front way, it's still in bounds, and there's a shot from the free throw line up by Yakutat, and it's good.
So Katrina Breaker is going to go 1-for-2 from the free throw line. We have a score of 50-58 with just about 3 minutes to go. Haynes leading this one in the women's winners bracket.
Oh, you know what? Yakutat could have had the possession of that, but she didn't realize she couldn't. She had her hand on it and let it go out of bounds.
Yep.
That was little Kim Buehler.
Yep.
I don't think she knew where she was exactly with it. Long pass out for Haynes. They're going to go on the left side, work it down in the left corner to Elliott. Elliott back up top of the key as Elisa Besky comes out from underneath. Now they're going to use up the clock. We're at 2:37. They'll come back over on the near side. Back over to Stoley Lynch. Back out top of the key to Show. They work it inside to Elliott. And guess who's all alone under there? That was a good move. Fran Daly got cleared up underneath there as they were working it around the outside. And a nice assist. And Fran Daly picks up two. And it's now a 10-point lead. The biggest of the ball game. And coming down Yakutat, they're going to blow an air ball on the far, far side. Good try by Rose Breaker, and she was frustrated when she let go of that one. Now Yakutat puts on the full court press, and Haynes gets around it and coming down and whistling a foul. That was a good foul. Good foul by Kim Buehler because Fran Daly, when everybody was down for the press, Fran snuck behind the defense towards midcourt, caught the long pass, but she was caught by Buehler, so she stopped the shot. But Buehler picks up her fifth foul, and she's out of the game with 2:10 left to play in the ball game. And she'll go sit down on the bench, and coming to the line will be Fran Daly to shoot only her second trip. Well, actually, this is her third because she had 2 3-point opportunities. Went 1-for-2. That one's good. She'll get to 1-for-2. So she's now 2-for-3, and it's a 11-point lead by Haynes. It looks like they're just going to pull this right out of the reach of Yakutat. That'll put Haynes in the championship game. And as she makes another one, it's a 12-point spread. And that'll put Yakutat into the loser's bracket. 62-50. Here comes Yakutat in backcourt.
Bringing the ball up for Yakutat is going to be Lorena Williams. We have 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go as Yakutat is trailing by 12. Rosebreaker is going to put up a three. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to number 20, and she's going to be fouled. That was Sarah Elliott. She's going to be fouled by, I think, Nadine Breaker.
Either that or Lorena Williams. Yep. No, Nadine's already got two, doesn't she? Is that her second, or did she have two?
She had two, so...
They haven't put it on the board yet unless there was a mistake. That might have been what that discussion was all about earlier. I don't know. I have two on Nadine anyway, and right now there's two on the board for her. And we come to the line. Shooting it up is going to be number 20, Sarah Elliott. And Elliott's shot misses. Rebound cleared off to Yakutat.
Bringing the ball up for Yakutat. It's going to be Lorena Williams. Passes it down to Janie Jensen. Puts it up all alone. No good. And the rebound comes down to Elisa Besky. And now she's going to be fouled by Nadine Breaker, so she will pick up her third personal foul.
So that's 10 now, so we're going to go into the double bonus. A minute and 43 to go in this one, so it looks like the Haynes girls will be going into the championship game, and let's get the women's bracket out here. Yep, that'll put them into the... That's going to be the Saturday 2 o'clock game. Besky's at the line. up and off the back of the rim won't go. She'll shoot another. The 6 o'clock championship game will be C bracket. The 8 o'clock final game of the tournament will be B bracket championship. And the Masters will be the 4 o'clock game on Saturday as Besky's next shot misses. And the rebound's cleared off by Yakutat. A minute and 36.
Katrina Fraker is going to drive it, and she puts it up no good. Rebound comes down to Lisa Sobe. Sobe is going to lose the ball out of bounds, and it will remain Yakutat's ball as they are trailing by 12 with a minute and a half to go. Passing the ball in for Yakutat is going to be Nadine Fraker over to Sister Rose Fraker, over to Katrina, over to Janie Jensen. Jensen trying to get the ball to Rose Fraker, has it stolen away by Soli Lynch. Lynch over to Besky. Besky is going to be fouled by Katrina Fraker, I think.
That was kind of a tough foul.
Yeah. And Mike, I see my son over there wearing my dad's headset. He's sure waving. Hi, son.
How old is he?
He's 3 years old.
I see him up on the top.
Yep,
I remember when he was born. You brought him here just a kid.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
So Besky back at the free throw line shooting two more. She's going to make the front end of the two free throws. We have a score of 63-50 with a minute 16 to go in this women's winner's bracket. Loser gets Huna tomorrow night. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound comes down to Fraker. Fraker bringing the ball up for Yakutat. That's Rose. She's going to be guarded by Soli Lynch. Over to Janie Jensen. She kind of loses the ball for her for a second. Picks it back up. Gets it back out to Rose Fraker. She's going to drive into traffic. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Besky for Haynes. Besky over to Sobe. Sobe over to Daly.
Yep. Back out now to Lisa Shove, who is going to be fouled. So she'll go to the line, and that's going to be
Janie Jensen, I think.
Number three against, yep, Janie gets her third. Well, they're just trying to end this one on a proper basketball note. Lisa Shove at the line puts it up high off the back of the rim three times, and it just won't drop. She went 2 for 2 in the first half. This misses this one. Got a total of 8 points in the ball game. A 13-point lead with 51 seconds left, and now she goes over 2. And ball's knocked away out of bounds, came off of Besky. So they'll be down to 50 seconds, and here comes Yakutat.
That's going to be Katrina Fraker. Katrina over to Sister Rose. Rose being guarded by Soli Lynch. Katrina puts up a long three, up no good. Rebound comes down to Haynes, and she's going to be wrapped up by
number
Katrina.
Three. That'll be a third foul on Fraker.
Yep.
Well, they got 4. That's where our other one. Maybe we put it on the wrong Fraker. I don't know. Anyway, 38 seconds, so we march back down. So here's what's going to happen next. We're going to come to you with our 7:30 game, which will be B competition. Huna against Haynes. That's winner's bracket as well, as a shot up from the free throw line by Daly misses. She's now 3 for 5. And pushes off for number 6, and that one's good, and she's 4 for 6. Makes it a 64-50, biggest lead of the ball game. Then the 9 o'clock game tonight will be C competition. Again, winners, I believe, and that's Kluckwan versus Metlakatla. Here comes Yakutat down court for their final play, perhaps. Nope, it's not going to be because they still got time on the clock as 2 points are put up off the board by Rose Fraker. And it's 64-52.
She adds to her total. Very wisely, Yakutat, they stopped fouling. They should have stopped fouling a while ago because
it wasn't working for them.
Yeah.
It'll be Besky the inbound. It was 22 seconds. She's at midcourt on the far side. It's tipped away but picked up in the right-hand corner by Stoley. Stoley brings it back out, but it's taken away by Yakutat as the pass was intended for Carly Spud back in. Yakutat, long three, almost made it from about 15 feet outside the deep circle by Fraker, and it's going to be Besky's going to get fouled again from behind by Janie Jensen, who's going to pick up her force to stop the clock with 3 seconds left. That seems like a fruitless effort to me sometimes.
Yeah, James. Yep. With 3 seconds to go, down by 12, it's just adding to the points for Haynes.
So I'm going to start tallying up. You start tallying up Yakutat, and I'll watch Haynes. How's that sound?
Okay.
So that went up by Elisa Besky is good. She's got a whole bunch of free throw attempts. 13 total in the game. Next one's up, and that one's going to be short, so she goes 1 for 2 on this trip. And rebounds cleared off by Yakutat. There's the buzzer as they get to half court. And our final score is going to be 65-52. Moving Huna, or I'm sorry, moving Haynes into the championship game on Saturday. And that puts Yakutat in the loser's bracket. And we're going to take a two-minute timeout at the end of this game and do our tally for individual scores for you folks that would like to know that. And then we'll come back with our post-game recap as you're listening to more gold medal basketball coming your way over 800 and 103.5 FM KINY from the capital city of Juneau in the Juneau Douglas High School gym. Back in 2 minutes.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
Get the good stuff.
March into some extra savings by using Napa's Reserve Online Pickup in Store program. Simply log on to NapaOnline.com from March 17th through the 23rd and reserve the parts you need. We'll put the orders together and have it ready for your purchase at Glacier Auto Parts. And you're all set. It's just that easy to save money at Napa Auto Parts. Napa, we've got the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332. In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
All right, we're back in action as the lights all went out. We've got a black light show going on here. We're trying to do our tallies in the dark. Have you got your numbers done, Jack?
I do, pretty much, yeah. Yakutat didn't shoot as many free throws in the second half, so I'm going to go ahead and run down who the high scorers were for Yakutat here really quick. I have Nadine Fraker. She had 4 threes and 2 twos in the second half. She had 7 points in the first half, which gives her a total of 23 points for the game. Her little sister, Nadine Fraker, had 13 points. She had a three-pointer, 1 free throw, and a field goal. And also, Kim Buehler finishes the game with 10 points. And Katrina Fraker finishes the game with 1 point, with one free throw. Yakutat shot 4 for 8 from the free throw line. 2 for 4 in the first half, and 2 for 4 in the second half.
Yeah. I came up with them for 4 for 8 total. So, I don't know if that's right or not. All right, still scrambling in the dark here. Here's what it looked. Were you done with that? Sorry,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, for Haynes individually, it looked like this. Lisa Schultz had 8 points in the game. She was 2 for 4. Dolly Lynch contributed 3. Harley Spud in and out a couple times, scoreless. 13 points went to Sarah Elliott. She was missed her only free throw attempt, had 1 3-pointer. Fran Daly picked up 18 points. and she was 4-for-6 at the line. 3 points go to Krista Kielmeyer. Baumgartner was scoreless, as well as Sabrina Stickler and Tiffany DeWitt. And the high point gal for Haynes and the second high point scorer in the ballgame was Alisa Besky, who had 20, and she only 6 out of 14. That's a big deal, and it would have been a bigger deal if the score was the other way around.
Yeah,
but they had the lead, so they could afford that, but it was less than 50%. So that's the deal. I think the bottom line here is that Yakutat just got outplayed.
Yep.
They got outplayed on the boards on either end. They got outplayed on probably shooting percentages, and they put on a good run with 4 threes in a row to get them back in the game and give them the lead and tie it up a couple times.
But I think some of their fouls coming at the 4.5-minute mark, too, were out of frustration.
Yep, they probably were. Anyway, we're going to take a break from the action. We might be gone for 10 or 15 minutes because we still got the lights out, but we'll come back with our 7:30 game. It'll be B competition with Huna going against Haynes, and that's a winner's bracket, so winner will go into the championship, and we'll see what happens. A 9 o'clock game is the C division, and Cluck won against Matt LaCatla. That also a winner's bracket. Mike Crosby along with James Jack Jr. We'll be back later. Bob Sims will join us. We've got more gold medal coming your way over KINY.
This has been Gold Medal Basketball, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. Coverage on KINY brought to you by Microcom, Alaska's Usenet satellite internet solution, Dr. John Kralik, Alaska's sleep doctor, and Carl's Automarine.